Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, more than, not that they're, deliberately, affecting the internet, but I'm thinking that, maybe they're having staffing issues, or something, or maybe they can't fill, all the technical positions, or, maybe they don't want to be running generators out to, countless nodes and stuff like that to keep the whole thing running. He said, you know what, let's just offer a backup plan, and then we don't have to be as aggressive on that. It probably kept their staffing down significantly. And, I don't know, it could be something like that, where we just can't support this model anymore, so let's offer a backup plan and no harm, no foul. So I just, theirs was kind of expensive, so I got T-Mobile as a backup. It was $10, and a few times that it failed over, it was fine. And then I just went, and so much so that I said, what the hell, for 30, I can have them full-time, unlimited. So I did it. It's been a year. I was very leery. How's T-Mobile internet going to be? After having Xfinity like the rock for all them years. But knock on wood, it's been really, really good. I am thinking about going 1-2-3 net. It's got that, it's got that gigabit symmetrical fiber. Not that I need gigabit, but fiber would be nice. And I also would have a static, or I would have, IP4-based address that you wouldn't have that carrier-grade NAT crap, which is giving me a little grief. That's the only knock I got on Comcast is that carrier-grade NAT crap, which can be a pain in the ass. I've mostly worked around it, but it ain't fun.